Brisbane's G20 Economic Summit ended yesterday. The 20 national leaders decided on more than 800 reforms intended to boost international growth and safeguard the economy. The Prime Minister said the reforms are expected to increase global growth by 2.1%. In Australia, we heard a lot about shirt fronting, emissions reduction protests, carbon reduction, and Russian President Vladimir Putin leaving early. But how did it come across to the rest of the world? Well, here's a short reel of highlights we selected from the international media.
I made four promises to the Australian people. Repeal the carbon tax, stop the illegal boats, start building roads in particular, which had been long neglected in this country. And fourth, I said, I would get the budget under control. Now, I have to say that this has proven massively difficult, because it doesn't matter what spending program you look at,
It was an awkward moment for most of us. No one likes being invited to the neighbours for dinner and awkwardly watching them bicker about whose turn it is to take the rubbish out. Luckily, it was too boring for most of the media outside Australia to report on. So what did they report on? Well, looking through the international media, you could sometimes be forgiven for thinking there were 20 different G20s occurring simultaneously. Russian President Vladimir Putin was cast as villain by much of the international media, but none seemed to go so far as the United States and Rupert Murdoch's Fox News.
The global economy is on the agenda, and in the past few days, at least four Russian warships have approached Australia's northern coast or northeast coast in international waters. Russian officials say that they're testing the range of those ships, but they could also give President Putin some extra security. After all, it's looking like he won't have too many friends at this summit. He brought his warships with him. What is the world going to do with this guy?
We should point out that the Australians have sent three of their warships out to monitor the four Russian warships. So there's a little bit of muscle flexing going on both sides.
Russian state media chose the usual villains, President Obama and the Western media.
Much of the media decided to fuel the flames and focus coverage on the supposed isolation of the Russian leader.
Even this koala proving more popular than the Russian leader.
While it's hard to dispute the popularity of the koala, other claims by the media were easier to rebuff.
But the Russian media's story has a happy ending. Everyone had a good talk about Ukraine, and some understanding was reached, and everyone was generally pleasant to President Putin.
The Russian president spoke about his relationship with Tony Abbott, saying that he was quite impressed with the way the Australian Prime Minister organized the events, how he moderated the discussions, and said that he really created a productive and friendly atmosphere. Vladimir Putin even joked that Mr. Abbott allowed him to go home early so that he could get to work on time on Monday. And basically this joke really did resemble the general positive and friendly atmosphere at this G20 summit in Brisbane.
Chinese state-owned CCTV seemed to frame almost everything into the theme of jobs and growth, including world conflicts and Ebola.
G20 leaders gathering in Australia say geopolitical tensions are hampering the global economic recovery. Some say that recovery can be separated from issues like Western sanctions on Russia, the spread of Ebola in Africa, and insecurity in the Middle East.
The dignitaries shook hands and smiled, but political tensions brewed in the background. Tensions which have threatened to overshadow a summit the Australian host, Tony Abbott, hopes will focus on jobs and economic growth.
The world is looking to all of us right now.
What the Chinese media didn't talk about was a moment when recently divorced Vladimir Putin gently placed a shawl around the shoulders of the wife of Chinese President Xi Jinping, which her aides quickly replaced. India was more interested in what they call black money, wealthy people and institutions keeping money overseas that the government can't tax.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया के ब्रिस्बेन में G20 समिट के दूसरे दिन आज पीएम मोदी का भाषण होगा.
Address the issue of unaccounted money which is kept abroad. Its repatriation was a key priority for his government.
Saurabh Sharma, India TV, Brisbane, Australia.
That was a selection of international media highlights I prepared earlier.